Now, we are here in 1 John, and John wrote 3 epistles, actually, and we'll be looking at all of them, of course, in this Through the Bible program. But I have an introduction to put down for this first epistle that's very important for the understanding of it. This is a book that I have always used when I began my ministry in any new church. I didn't at the first church that I ever served because I was a seminary student and did not know enough then to begin in the right place. But in the 4 churches that I've served in my 40 years of ministry, I've always begun our midweek service by a study in 1 John. And I have used this book because I believe that it is actually more important for believers in the church to study than the church epistles. Now, Paul wrote church epistles, and the other epistles are church epistles. But this epistle actually is a family epistle and should be treated that way. And we'll call attention to that as we move into this very wonderful little book. And I have been able to see the midweek service in churches that I have begun my pastorate in. The attendance began to crawl up. We've seen a phenomenal increase in the last 2 churches that I served. The attendance during the time we studied this little epistle, it doubled and then doubled again and then doubled another time, so that we actually were having as many people in attendance as we were having in Sunday evening service. And there were times when the midweek service would surpass the Sunday night service. Now, as we come here to 1 John, and I tell you all of this for one purpose, and that is to try to call attention to the significance of it and the importance of it for believers. Now, this first epistle was apparently written somewhere between 90 and 100 A.D. It has been the belief of the church down through the years that John wrote his gospel first, and then he wrote his epistles second, and then finally wrote the book of Revelation before his death about 100 A.D. But in recent years, there have been those that have taken the position that probably John wrote his epistles last. Rather than Revelation, he wrote his epistles last. And I have come to that position in my own thinking. I don't think that it's too important, but I think it's important enough to call attention to, and we'll see why that is true. Now, John expressed the purpose for his writing in each of the 3 types of revelation God gave to him: gospel, epistles, and revelation, the prophetic book of the New Testament. Now, in his gospel, he stated the purpose like this in John 20, verses 30 and 31, "And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written, that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name." Now, that's the purpose that he expressed in writing his gospel. Now, in this first epistle, we have this stated here. He says, "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God." And that's 1 John 5:13. But just in a moment, I want to call attention to the fact that in this epistle, John actually mentions 5 purposes. five reasons why he wrote this little epistle that is so important, therefore. Now, in the book of Revelation, Revelation 1:19, he stated his purpose in writing that book. He says, write the things which thou hast seen, that's the past, and the things which are, that is the present state of things, and the things which shall be hereafter, and that would be definitely prophetic.